Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
He's wearing red today. See that?
The stars and stars.
Exactly. USA, baby.
An eagle fly.
That's right. You see what Todd's got on today? He's wearing the K-Fire bling. I'm wearing the flag bling. What are you wearing, Kev?
Oh. I got the blue Under Armour on.
It's Under Armour. He's like big time on us now all of a sudden, Todd, you know?
I was going to say. He's trying to tell us he's working harder than we are, so he's got to wear that Under Armour stuff.
I need the wicking fabric, okay?
Yeah, wicking fabric.
Right, a lot.
This actually wicks, too, and I do need it because I'll be at the North Dakota State Fair the next couple of days. So
If you're not watching us, you're missing out because we're on Facebook and all of our social media. I guess that's redundant. Websites and frankspeech.com. We do start today with a guest. We wanted to accommodate Kelly's schedule because he's got a lot going on. We're going to talk about drought and also the committee that he got kicked off of. By Nancy Pelosi. But he was in good company. Jim Jordan got kicked off it, too. Unbelievable. Because I think Nancy Pelosi didn't want any tough questions asked. Doug Goring, we just added at the bottom of the hour, will talk drought. Al Carlson will join us to talk about the Republican Party. He says there's a fringe element. John Hinderacher, the center of the American Experiment, and Scott Herman, plus your calls, questions, and comments for any of these guests at 800-228-0550. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, who's got to pop into a committee meeting at about 25 after the hour, but we have some time. Until then, for anything you have to ask Kelly, 800-228-0550 or text me, 701-367-2054. So kind of sleepy and slow in Washington, D.C., right, Kelly? Not much going on?
Well, I've been on a committee. I've been off a committee. We had a great criminal justice reform event yesterday. I got named to lead the big tech anti-competition task force. So, yeah, it's just been a normal 48 hours in D.C., Scott.
Pretty quiet for a Kelly and the crew.
Yeah, go get a burger.
Yeah.
Relax.
You're probably glad you got kicked off that committee because it's a sham committee anyway, isn't it? What a joke.
Absolutely. But I've never been a take your ball and go home guy. No matter where you're on these things, particularly with the media in D.C., particularly with the media who was present on January 6th. But I don't think Kevin had any choice. And to be honest, if you're not going to allow us populate our committee the way we want. I mean, I was with Jim Jordan for 2 years on the impeachment Mueller investigation. He's the ranking member of judiciary. To say he can't be a part of a select committee when chosen by his party is just unacceptable. But I think it goes to exactly what you had said in your intro. They're not, I mean, you even thought, like yesterday, those offices, every one of them has a right to tell their story. They should be heard. They absolutely should. But at the same time, everything should be on the table and it shouldn't be driven for a political narrative.
Well, and every officer should have been told. I'd like to find the guy that was guarding the door that I went in while Donald Trump was still speaking. And it's a door over in one of the Senate office buildings. I even forget, but I've never gone in it. I needed an escort to go in. So I waited outside for the escort to come from Senator Cramer's office. And again, this happens on any given day when you visit that particular Senate office building. It's a door that the public doesn't go through. There was one officer there, Kelly, and there's always two officers there. And so I strike up a conversation with this guy, and I say, "Are you scared?" And he said, "Not for me, but for my family." because there already were 15,000 people around the Capitol, and Donald Trump was still speaking for another hour. So, you know, a fifth grader could figure out what happened here. When you say, hey, just look the other way, guys, and everything will be fine, and if people that were paid to protect you and paid to protect Kevin Cramer, John Hovind, and every other member of Congress blew it. So I think we're only hearing from a certain officer or two, and it looks to me like somebody wrote the script for him. So that's why I say it doesn't seem like much of a, I don't know, it just seems like a show trial, like something you see in some third world country or something.
So, I mean, congressional hearings in general, listen, I've been through this for 2 years. They're unbelievable. I mean, they're deficient in this. You know, I mean, it's a congressional hearing. It's political by nature. And it doesn't matter if it's this issue or any other issue. I watched the whole thing yesterday, and Officer Dunn ended up saying, listen, we were woefully unprepared. I mean, he said that very early on in his statement, and not a single member of that committee asked a follow-up question that, not one. You know, we know that there was a report on December 14th. We know that there was a memo on January 3rd. We know that the leadership didn't know, Capitol Police leadership didn't know the protocol for activating the National Guard the day of. And to not ask any of those questions is really, really, really unfortunate.
Yeah, now, you know, again, I'm with you. I don't want to make fun of this. I don't want to make light of this. The stories are real, but it is very obvious that the Democratic leadership wants to turn this into something that it wasn't, and they don't want you and Jim Jordan asking questions because you ask good questions. So I think you actually got a gift from Nancy Pelosi in saying, no, sorry, Leader McCarthy, you're not going to be able to pick and choose who you want on there like you would on any other committee, right? I mean, that's all you guys were saying. Let the leadership decide who they want on it. And they picked you and Jim Jordan and a few others, and they start saying no, 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 right? Other than we'll pick Liz Cheney so we can say we have a Republican on it. And I like Liz Cheney a lot. I've known her a long time. I like her dad. I thought he was a great vice president. But she clearly has picked a horse, and that is anything Donald Trump likes, she doesn't. So whatever. She's not, again, she's Nancy Pelosi's pick. That's all we need to know. So, you know, I don't know how to talk about this without sounding like you don't care what people that went through hell that night. But as you say, if you heard nothing else, hear Capitol Police officers saying we are woefully unprepared. That's, the committee could end now, today, and just say, let's not be unprepared anymore, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And it's really, really important to find out why it happened and to make sure it never happens again. But there's a third part to that that is really important to me personally, and that's to make sure it never happens again and that the Capitol is still as accessible to people from all across the country as it was before. You know, the last 6 months we've had spent a significant portion of time with National Guard soldiers out here, surrounded by fencing and razor wire, and that is unacceptable, and it needs to be unacceptable. You need to protect the people who work here. You need to protect the people who visit here. You need to protect the press who covers it. You need to make sure the officers have the training and equipment that they need, but you cannot wall this place off because it will fundamentally negatively change not just this town but this whole country.
Kelly Armstrong, who is obviously in a position now in the House to have the favor of the Republican leadership, and you know, obviously would have asked some good questions as a former defense attorney on that particular panel, and obviously not there for a reason, along with Jim Jordan and the others. Let's talk about some other stuff here. John in Fargo, question for Kelly Armstrong. Go, John.
I have one simple question. Who took you off of that panel?
So who took me off the panel?
Yes.
Our Republican leadership pulled everybody off after they kicked Jim Banks and Jim Jordan off.
Correct. So if you could tell Scott Hannon that Nancy Pelosi didn't remove you.
Well, she did really, though. John, I take your point. I mean, we're kind of dancing on the head of a pin of a needle here, aren't we? I mean,
I can answer this. And this isn't about members of Congress. This is about their constituency, and this is how the House works. And I've been consistent on this, by the way. I've defended Democrats from being able to be placed on their committees by leadership. There are not a lot of minority rights in the House. The minority rights you have are being able to populate your own committees. It's been that way for as long as Congress has existed. I practiced criminal law for 10 years, and you don't change the rules on hard cases. The rules are more important on hard cases. And if we get into a place where this body only functions moving forward with the majority's permission as to who serves on committees, you are going to drown out millions and millions of voices across the country. And that's unacceptable.
May I make one point?
You sure can.
May I make
any other thing?
Let's let John back in here. Go ahead, John.
You understand that you are going to be on that panel. If it started yesterday, you would have been on that panel asking self-described hard questions, but you're not there because the Republican leadership didn't want you there. They evidently are afraid of your hard questions.
No, but let me
people got to
wake up one
true.
Of these days.
Can I just say this? Let me just interject real quickly.
You're terrified of a fat old New York robber baron, and you can't admit it. What a pathetic group you are.
A fat old robber baron.
New York robber baron. Yeah. That would be Donald Trump. Okay. Donald J. Trump. I don't want to be disrespectful.
I love these Democrats that are so angry. It's just unbelievable. I'm going to just ask you one real quick yes or no question. Is it fair for Nancy Pelosi to decide who's on and who's off on a committee of this level of prominence?
No.
Or should
never.
It be done like every
not
other committee?
No.
So Kelly says no. What do you say, John? Yes or no?
I'm for doing it because of the Republicans.
Or no.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hearing there.
She said a new theme song, apparently.
I was wondering, what are we
become an elevator music show here.
Well, and I walk
like
in here and say,
through the hour.
I think we got to get the 20
these are the days of our lives.
We have too many people talking right now, but yes, Todd has told you correctly. It's the theme from Days of Our Lives, and somehow you connect that to the January 6th hearings. I don't get it.
It's a soap opera.
All right.
Yeah.
It's
theater.
And I wanted to play what today? What did I ask you to play today?
Oh, By Dirt. Good new country song.
And also Biz Markie.
Oh, Biz Markie.
He died, and I think we ought to do a little tribute.
Oh.
All right.
Who is Biz Markie?
I don't know. Todd knows.
Are you kidding?
Okay. No, I'm not kidding. No.
It's a famous rapper.
Oh, that's why.
Anyway, congratulations to the University of Mary, folks. Ranked number one nursing program in the nation for the second time in 3 years. Let me repeat. University of Mary, number one nursing program in the nation. And they've been recognized, again, for their standard of excellence. This is done by a national benchmarking service. This isn't like, 10 different surveys of the best place to live. This is the gold standard mountain measurements, and it all comes back to the University of Mary's expertise of the nursing faculty, because the graduates all, are you ready, all passed their certifying exam on, are you ready for this, the first try. The first try. They all passed. This is not easy. These are nurses. The University of Mary, very proud to receive this honor. And even proud, even more proud, or prouder, whatever the proper English is, that the nursing graduates who continue the long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary are saving lives every day. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu. All right, more calls waiting. Sid is next with Kelly Armstrong. I want to talk about drought before we let you go as well, and some things can be done, because I understand old Tom Vilsack, former governor of Iowa, Mr. Agriculture, said, screw you, North Dakota, and every other state. We're not going to open things up a week earlier. Can't even believe it. But we'll talk about that in a moment. When do you need to be done? I know you need to get into a committee hearing, Kelly. How much more time do you have?
My staff is standing here telling me I have to go now, so let's hit it quick.
Okay, Sid, go Sid. You're up on what's on your mind.
Congressman, thanks for your limited time. I didn't quite understand your answer about how those committee assignments would have changed or would have had to have changed if the Republican leadership would have kept you in there. I was a little confused from the last caller. Could you please clarify your answer?
Yes, absolutely. So in Congress, on every committee, select committee or otherwise, each party chooses their members. Speaker Pelosi told us that we couldn't have two of the five members we want that represent a broad swath of the Congress. Once we got told you couldn't have, when she said she was going to pick and choose our members, we said then we're not participating in it. That's how it should have been. I understand the decision. Like I said, I'm on record saying we had to participate in this hearing, whether we thought it was a sham or not. But if the majority in Congress, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, is going to choose which minority members serve on committees, that is a terrible road to go down. It's more important in hard committees, not less. And it's something that's never been done in the history of Congress before. And every time Speaker Pelosi makes an unprecedented decision, it galvanizes more power in her office.
Sid, if you have a follow-up on that, hold tight. We've got to let Kelly go just 1 minute or less on the federal decision to not open up CRP for hazing and grazing early by a week, for crying out loud. They wouldn't even do it a week early. What do we say about that?
So first of all, they dragged their feet till they did the decision, which in and of itself should be frustrating. Secondly, every ag group, we had them out here, every wildlife group in North Dakota, everybody supported this, and they still said no, and they said no at the absolute worst time because you know how the federal government works. We put pressure on them. We called them Friday night. We tried to get a hold of them Monday, but the reality is that with only a week left, by the time they take any action, they're going to sit it out. It's a terribly disappointing decision. It shows that the responsiveness and how they're doing things is really, really frustrating, because if you look at the temperatures and the wind across the state, the quality of that grass is going to change between now and August 1st, and that's just a fact, and there's absolutely no reason they shouldn't have granted it, and I'm frustrated and borderline angry about it.
And I'm borderline angry, too, because if Donald Trump was the president and the same decision happened, he would hate farmers and they'd have protests everywhere.
Exactly.
So I say Joe Biden hates farmers.
you know, one of the things the Trump administration did so well is, I mean, and you'll have Doug Gehring on in the bottom of the hour, but he'll tell you we didn't always get what we wanted from them, but they responded right away. And that's what we're already noticing doesn't happen.
I don't even people in the Post. It's unbelievable. Thanks, Kelly. We'll let you go. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, busy day. We adjusted our schedule best we could to have him on. Sid, anything else you wanted to say about your questions related to how the normal process is? He's gone. Okay, how about Dan and Bismarck? Dan, anything you want to say? Kelly's not here, had to go, but you got the floor for a minute. Go.
Being Armstrong being acceptable to Pelosi on that committee is about all that I need to know on where he stands on really representing North Dakota. Had he been kicked off the committee with Jordan and Banks, I would have felt much better about him. Thanks.
He was not singled out by her. Two Republicans right. were singled out by her, Jim Jordan and somebody else, right? I
don't Banks. Know. Jim
Banks. Banks, okay. But again, say I'm Kelly Armstrong. Kelly Armstrong could have said, okay, Jordan Banks, what were you going to ask? He's a defense attorney by trade.
Mm-hmm.
He could have asked all the questions they were going to ask and been this big hero to ask all the tough questions to these guys. But if that had been Scott Hennen as a member of Congress, that I would have felt dirty about that. It's sort of like, you know, you're playing pickup basketball, and the other team is picking the other team, and you're, you know, one guy's picking, and you go, hey, Kevin, I want your kid because he's a better basketball player, mm-hmm. but I don't want his buddy.
Right.
Your son would say, screw you.
Right.
I'm not on your team. So I think we're reading way too much into this. I'd love to have Kelly Armstrong and the others that she didn't pick, but really she knew she couldn't pick all of them. She couldn't say every one of your picks I'm rejecting. So she picked the ones she thought would be the biggest jerks.
Well, and Kelly's point was the best point. You can't change the rules on this. You can't all of a sudden say, you two are good, the rest are, you're not, you are. She doesn't get to do that. But again, like he said, in her another unprecedented decision-making move that she can't make. And that's why this thing is such a joke.
It is. All right. I want to tell you about PetroServe USA today because it's already Wednesday, and I got a hankering for Swedish meatballs. Anybody else?
Oh, bring it on,
brother. Yeah. Two locations, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Get there from 94 or 29. Just take the Main Avenue exit and go west. All right. Just a little bit to the east if you're coming off 94. Swedish meatballs in Valley City today or lasagna. So I got two spots for Swedish meatballs, and I'm telling you, they crush it with lasagna. It's just great. In Valley City, I order a lot, just a fresh burger. And by fresh,
yeah.
I mean it's fresh Valley meats. It's famous in Valley City. It's like L&M meats would be in Grand Forks or like what?
Meats by John Wayne and Fargo.
Exactly
yeah.
right. So it's just the place. So the burgers are great, but also their lasagna, they've got it down. Breakfast tater tot hot dish on 12th Avenue and I-29 today. Lasagna also downtown Fargo, NP Avenue. And how about this in Glendon, Kev? You're lucky
Tell
today,
me.
Buddy. Chicken tater tot hot dish.
Oh, it's so good.
So it's not it's not a tater tot hot dish. It's the chicken.
It's made with chicken.
And the
burger.
Tater tot hot dish.
So good.
Glendon, PetroServe USA, but every PetroServe USA has great people. It's a great place to work. You're going to start at 30 grand a year, for crying out loud. Just do the math on 15 bucks an hour. 31.2 to be exact. What's not to love? PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title.
I took a step back because I didn't want to do something silly out there and get injured. It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I say put mental health first, because if you don't, then you're not going to enjoy your sport and you're not going to succeed as much as you want to. So it's okay sometimes to even sit out the big competitions to focus on yourself, because it shows how strong of a competitor and person that you really are.
The American gymnastics star withdrew from Thursday's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being and not an injury, as first reported by some American media outlets. Jake Elzey defeated fellow Republican Susan Wright in a special runoff in Texas' 6th Congressional District Tuesday night. Former President Trump backed Wright in the race. Elzey, who won more than 53% of the vote, with nearly all precincts reporting. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, "What you been up to lately?" I told him, chasing the dollar. And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. I said, "If you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate, it serves. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree and watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow.
That's why I love country music. That's why I love country music. It gets better because Luke Bryan joins this Jordan guy I've never heard of before, but he's really good.
He's a new Jordan Davis, new guy.
New guy.
Newer, yep.
And listen to Luke Bryan. He comes in here now, I think, doesn't he?
Yep.
This guy's voice is
like, you get caught on that ladder. Let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter that you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt.
Just buy some dirt.
Find the one you can't live.
You don't need anything else. Just buy some dirt, put some roots down.
Just can't buy it for on the phone.
Yeah. And did you hear the knee hits the ground?
Yep.
All right. Yep. For all the right reasons?
Yeah.
For the flag, not for some kind of protest? Send prayers up and listen to people around you that pour some wisdom out. Unbelievable. That's a little anthem for our intro for Doug Goering, the Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, one of 3 members of the Industrial Commission, most powerful club in North Dakota. It's not really a club. 3 elected people to decide pretty much everything about the state of North Dakota. We have Doug Goering, we have Wayne Stenson, the Attorney General, and we have our next guest, Doug Goering. Is Doug on, by the way? You tell me when Doug's ready to go, Daniel. Okay. We're good to talk to you, Doug. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Thank you, Scott.
So Kelly Armstrong just said, you're going to hear more about this when Doug Goering comes on. I said, I thought it was Doug Goering. I say it both ways. I've always thought, and you make the joke, Goering kind of like boring. So what the heck is it?
Well, so I have relatives that do say Goering, but it is actually pronounced Goering. As I understand, goes back 80-some years ago. I think my grandfather, some of my family members decided maybe right around World War II or after just to, it's Goering. It's not Goering. It's Goering.
Next time Kelly Armstrong's on, we're gonna tell him Scott was right, Kelly was wrong. We're gonna have some fun with that.
Yeah, well, don't embarrass them or pick.
No,
them.
I won't.
Everybody's having a tough day anymore.
No kidding. Does Joe Biden hate farmers? Do you think? Because I can't deduce much. But Tom Vilsack's an ag guy. He's a former mayor. I'm sorry, governor of Iowa. And now he's ag secretary, and it looks to me like he just stuck it to farmers, ranchers. Am I wrong?
Well, you know, I've been trying to make sense out of this, and because I don't necessarily think this way about being political and partisan, it's always for a good cause, supporting our society, our communities, our culture, and people in general. But the more I look at this, the last 3-4 weeks, there's no communications, no response back, denies our request, doesn't even call to explain why. I submitted another request Monday morning for a reconsideration, still haven't heard anything from the secretary. It does seem a bit political, and I don't know. I don't want to say just because we're a deep red state what does it matter? Doesn't matter if we're going to play to any of the people in North Dakota, because we'll never get a blue vote there. I think that's wrong. I can't believe someone would think that way or behave that way, but I don't understand why there's no response. There's no opportunity other than writing just to convey what's going on, what the heartache is, what the hardships are. And this is, Scott, quite frankly, when I look across the state and I look at where we're at, we've had some disasters before that maybe weren't quite as bad, and yet we've had a response and we've had action. We don't seem to have any of that now. We're just having to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps and try to figure out how to move forward when we don't necessarily have the resources, and it would be unprecedented to do some things where the federal government could step in and they have complete authority and control.
Yeah, and so it is what it is at this point. In my mind, it's obvious what they think of producers here, whether that's because we're a red state or blue state or just have too many fish to fry and haven't appointed somebody to fill positions from the Trump administration at the FSA office, RMA, and everything else. It is what it is. So we have an $8 billion asset called the Bank of North Dakota. You are one of three members that govern everything about the Bank of North Dakota. Is there something within your purview there, or a policy, or what's plan B here?
So there were a couple things that came out of our Industrial Commission meeting yesterday. The Bank of North Dakota will be putting forward a couple programs, and I hate to get out and steal their thunder, but at least I'm going to let you know about them. The Rebuilders program, and although no one's thinking about rebuilding right now, at least it's a little peace of mind down the road. The Rebuilders program is for those livestock producers or producers that had to divest themselves of their asset. They had to sell their livestock. This gives them the ability to come back in the next year or 2 years, because we actually extended this out to June 30th of 2023. You can at least come back and buy back your livestock at a reduced interest rate. There's some deferrals involved here up front, some interest only, as I recall. The other one is the...
Just quickly on that one, when you say reduced interest rate, are you talking from 7 to 6, or are you talking about
1%? 3.5%. 3.5%.
I could go get that at a bank all day long, though, couldn't I, Doug?
If you're buying a boat or you're buying a house, you can get low interest no matter where. But in agriculture, because we don't have a secondary market that's buying any of our stuff, our interest rates are generally higher. Unless your credit is so good and you got so much money in the bank, then you can probably borrow for 4.1, 3.8. But for the rest of us, no.
I think they can do better than 3.5. I realize you're only one vote, but does the Bank of North Dakota need to make money on this? How many of these loans would go bad?
Yeah, and I guess when we get right down to it, There's some things statutorily we'd have to work through with the legislature if we're going to drop interest to certain levels, because it's the state of North Dakota that backs the Bank of North Dakota.
I got it. So, there's taxpayers that own it, but I would love to know the failure rate of loans that the Bank of North Dakota does, and then you could say, well, let's drill down a little further and say, what is it on agriculture? I get it. This is like, reminds me of the flood of 97. You could get all the loan money you wanted at a low interest rate, sometimes even like 1% or 2%, still more debt. So if people have sold their herd and are quitting, and then they get an itch, this winter to say, I want to do it again. They've got an option that's a little cheaper than going to their bank. I'd love to see, since it's the people's money that own the bank, some love from the legislature to say, let's do 1%, let's do 2%, let's do some sort of holiday on principal payments, whatever. But in the end, it's still more debt, right?
Well, and you're exactly right, and I say it all the time. We don't need another loan. We can put another piece of land up if we have a little equity, and we can get a long-term note. I'm not saying this is the answer. I'm just saying that it is something we put forward. There are a couple modifications we made. The other one was the drought program for livestock producers. This one does the same thing. It gets you down to a lower interest. We modified these to allow a lot more flexibility. They used to be very restrictive in the past. You had to have sold out livestock, or you have had to have something that's very specific to a need. Now we've taken it out. We've taken those handcuffs off. You work with your local lender. The local lenders are the ones that are putting these forward. And whatever that issue is in your operation, that was the thing that we talked about, we worked through on the task force committee. We can't be so restricted to decide what it is we believe a farmer, rancher, livestock producer needs. Their banker and them will decide that. And if they feel it's a viable option, they can put this forward and tap into some of this money and this program. It still is a lead lender type of program. Most all programs at the Bank of North Dakota are.
And that means basically that they're going to lay off risk of your local bank. And so it's...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But we don't compete with private...
No, they don't.
Sector.
No, so
we,
I mean, it's just... It. Yeah, the local banks, your local bank, whoever you deal with the banker, they use Bank of North Dakota as a tool to help you get a better deal, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And we don't compete with local lenders.
Right, and we shouldn't, because it's a taxpayer-owned entity. So I agree with that, but I just think the deals could be better. We did what we had to do during the CARES Act and said, you know what, travel agencies didn't put a deposit in their bank for a year, so we're going to give them up to $100,000 as a grant. We just found a way. I just don't think we're finding a way enough for agriculture. Maybe I'm wrong. Last question, only a minute left. Anything you think can be done to make North Dakota the place to sell your hay? I know there's not a lot of hay out there, but where do we find the feed from, and how do we get creative there?
Well, and that's a little difficult because, again, everybody in the surrounding region is suffering and dealing with their issues. We're talking about hundreds of miles away where there might be some feedstocks, and everybody's trying to sort out and think where are they at in midsummer. And how are they going to get through the winter? And then they'll sell off their excess. I will say, this last 2 weeks has provided some hope. We have had some rains in some areas. We've seen corn actually do a little bit of growing. It's going through the pollinating stage. It provides some hope, because now anybody that's going to harvest corn, they can then, you know, probably sell the corn stover, or make a deal with some livestock producer to put up the corn stover. We also have an opportunity with fields that have failed, and actually I have a couple. They got to the point where they were supposed to pollinate, tassel, and it was so dry they just didn't. But there's some evaluations there we have to do. There's some silage that can be, or a cornfield can be purchased.
keep fighting on this, Doug. I know you think about this morning, noon, and night. Nobody works harder for ag producers in North Dakota than Doug Goring. Appreciate your time. We're doing these little mini town halls on the drought situation every other day, and we'll continue to until we get to the bottom of it. So keep us posted, and thanks for doing what you did at the Industrial Commission this week. Doug Goring, our ag commissioner. Al Carlson,
the team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique, and through years of experience, bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you. InterOffice and Herman Miller are the perfect team to help you create a new, beautiful, and efficient office setting. If you're thinking about moving or upgrading your office, talk to the team at InterOffice. Their experienced consultants, combined with the quality and functionality of the Herman Miller design, make for a super customer experience while you think through the many options of style and layout. InterOffice and Herman Miller, with locations in Fargo and Bismarck. Environments for life.
Right here, right now. Is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In need of grain storage, but steel prices have you feeling overwhelmed? Attention farmers, Gateway Building Systems is here to help. Limited rock solid bins in stock, offered at pre-steel pricing. But don't wait, act now. Save over 40% with these discounted rates. Gateway Building Systems is the number one rock bin dealer in the U.S. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, I'm dreaming on a Wednesday, thinking about Friday night sunset on the pontoon. He's got me dreaming. Also dreaming of maybe somebody at the office just asked, can I borrow your pickup? And I always say yes. He's got to move something or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the Wednesday Wheels deal from Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You ready? Pre-owned 2017 Chevrolet Silverado. 1500 LT four-wheel drive. This is the EcoTrax, so it's got the 5.3 liter V8 in it, 6-speed automatic. It's automatic, but it's got the overdrive deal. It's a trailer package, so boat, trailer, camper, you're pulling whatever, hauling, moving, anything else. It's black, you guys. Black leather. So you're traveling with up to six.
Nice.
This thing was very well maintained.
I'm guessing it's a single owner trade-in.
Well, I know that will shock you.
That's
what they specialize
that's what
in.
They do.
$36,995 regularly. They're going to sell for $35,500. They could sell it probably for more than that all day long because these trucks are selling for more than you bought them and you've driven on. This only has 58,000 miles on it. You got to tell them you heard about it. From the crazy guys on What's On Your Mind, giving away cars for less than they're worth. $35,500, if you tell them you heard it on What's On Your Mind, Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy, Bismarck, and Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC, Valley City. Tell them Scott sent you. Get on the phone for this one. Don't mess with the website, but if you want to see it, you can see it on the website. Al Carlson, longtime majority leader, great state of North Dakota, here to talk about a couple of things today. I read an article in the Bismarck Tribune about the, I guess you call them the Bastiats. I think they're trying to change their name, but whatever. A group of people that have a libertarian streak to them that believe very strongly the platform should be the legislative guidepost for everything, and if you don't do that, then you are a rhino. You called them fringe. Why do you call them fringe, Al?
Well, first of all, Scott, I think the Republican Party's tent is much bigger than the Democrats. We have a wide range of people who belong to that 80-member caucus in the House. And it is when you try and take one of the more conservative members of the House, who has proven that he is a very conservative guy, and because he didn't vote, he voted to expel a member who had bad behavior during the session, they try and expel them. That's fringe. There's no reason for that. What they're doing is they're trying to, they want to purge the party of anybody who doesn't think exactly like them. And that's never good for the party.
Wait a minute. I'm confused because Chet Pollard is the House Majority Leader. And he had the same issue with Luke Simon, I believe you did, of not exactly following House rules and proper decorum. And Luke Simon was warned many times, and he wouldn't apologize, and so therefore they went through it. But I think you're just, if I hear you correctly, you're saying the fringe is people who try to purge a member of what you also believe is the fringe.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure that a conservative and Republican party should be the fringe. He probably should be more like the rest of the party, or the rest of the party should be more like him, because we have all kinds of, that you call them rhinos, call them whatever you want. They run as a Republican because that's how they win in their district, but they're really not true to a lot of the limited government, free enterprise, the kind of things you talk about every day on your show. They're really not true to all those principles, but do we purge the party because of them and say, no, you can't run again? Absolutely not. I mean, the governor tried to purge the party. He tried to purge my friend from Underwood because he thought he was too conservative and he didn't get along with all the things that the governor wanted to do. And that, again, is wrong. But to go to target these people and to try and start recalls, you got to look at ulterior motives. And I think that there are some there that they're just trying to find somebody to replace them who will think exactly like them.
What do you say to people?
And I hope it's unsuccessful.
What do you say to people who say members of this Bastiat caucus or whatever you call them really aren't Republicans? They are libertarians, and they should just be a libertarian party rather than try to transform the Republican Party. That's an argument you hear a lot from, for lack of a better term, establishment Republicans. What do you say to that argument?
You know, I don't know that I want to throw these guys out of our party. I think that the strength of our party is to have different ideas. But where I see their weakness from that, whether they're Bastiats or libertarians, it doesn't really make any difference, is that they vote against almost everything that has to do with budgets and issues. But on the other hand, they never, at least when I was there, Scott, they never brought a solution forward. I mean, you can't always say the sky is falling and never have a reason to try and figure out how to hold it up. So that is there. I don't think we want them out of our party. I think we want their input, but we also want their solutions. If they think that something's wrong, and the human services budget is too big, then show me where you'd trim it. Don't just vote against it and say it's bad.
Yeah, because you got to do something.
Or you don't like highways.
Yeah, you can't just
want a new highway in your district.
No, well said. Well said. Because you can't be fringe or whatever you want to call it, libertarian, Bastiat, and just constantly complain and not actually propose a scenario that convinces enough. Mask mandate was a great example. Now, they got a big assist from North Dakota conservative advocates, moms that had a snoot full of school boards acting like they were dictators. And but that was an example where they won. And then the governor is saying, well, I might be governor next term, so I might want to veto this. But they won there, and they convinced enough people that that's how to get it done, isn't it?
Absolutely, and they're not wrong on a lot of their issues. They just have to be willing to work with other people besides themselves if they want to accomplish their agenda. And right now, when you start a movement like a recall, this Purge the Party movement, all it does is alienates anybody else on the other side or in their party who may not be quite as conservative or buy into their philosophy, and it stops those people from wanting to vote with them and help them.
And
they haven't figured that out. They haven't figured that out yet, Scott. And you know, maybe someday they'll figure it out.
Do you have a few more minutes to stick with us into the next segment?
You bet.
All right, I want to ask a couple of the questions about who the reasonable members of that caucus is and then talk a little bit about the Bank of North Dakota. More after this. Let me introduce you to a couple of folks that can tell you more about the opportunities they have at ABC Seamless, where they are offering a $5,000 signing bonus. Scott Mollenkamp is the chief marketing officer. So tell me a little bit about Scott. When somebody walks in, you determine their skill set, as you said, simple as being able to read a measuring tape and throw a hammer. That's where you start. What are you going to make at that entry-level position?
Entry-level position right now, we're close to $25 an hour.
Folks, you get the $5,000 signing bonus. You get the starting pay at, $20-some bucks an hour and get into those steps. That motivates me to say, I want to make 30. I want to make 25.
Our production teams are the best in the industry. There is nobody, and I mean nobody, that can make your house go from what it is to mind-blowing in our time frame. We show up on a Monday. We're there every day until the project's done.
What I need to do today to find out more about these opportunities.
Today, my personal cell phone, so I could use that one, but 701-293-5952. That number again, 701-293-5952. You can call or, if you prefer, text.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.